Today is Wednesday, August 6th. Good evening for WRCL News, sitting in for Joanne Krulatz. I'm Tim Thied. The Richland Center City Council met last night. Items that were discussed included a report from Economic Development Director Jason Glassbrenner that the Development Committee is working with the Congressional Spending Grants on street projects, which include sidewalk replacement near Hive Drive and possible infrastructure street repair on Jefferson Street. Glassbrenner also reported that Panorama Estates, Buildings 2 and 3, had a pre-construction meeting 2 weeks ago, and digging time will begin in September. City Administrator Ashley Oliphant reported that the garbage and recycling services with the former Town and Country Sanitation expires at the end of this year. The city will be soliciting proposals for garbage and recycling services. The council approved additional funding of $4,083.52 for unexpected costs to install a large generator at the municipal building. The council also authorized execution of a $34,559.73 innovation grant awarded by the Southwest Regional Planning Commission to be used for GIS services. Repairs on an overhead crane was approved. The amount should not exceed $4,000, and the money will come from the Roadway and Equipment Repair Fund. The City Council also approved renewing the city's contract with Abt Swain Law Office for legal services. Cost of services will increase from $150 per hour to $175 per hour, with an estimated annual increase cost of $10,000. Vernon County Sheriff Roy Torgerson reports an incident took place at the Vernon County Courthouse in the city of Viroqua on Tuesday morning. At approximately 9:45, the Vernon County Clerks of Court office received a call indicating there was an unresponsive adult male inside an automobile in the parking lot at the county courthouse. Court staff immediately summoned the court security officer, a full-time deputy sheriff, who responded directly to the patient and notified the sheriff's office 911 dispatch center requesting additional resources. With the busy court schedule, a second court security officer, a part-time deputy sheriff, was available and retrieved medical equipment and supplies from the patrol vehicle. The first sheriff's deputy quickly recognized that the patient was displaying signs of an opioid overdose and took immediate action according to his training. The Viroqua Police Department, Viroqua Fire Department, Viroqua Emergency Medical Responders, and Gunderson Tri-State Ambulance all arrived on scene to further care. The patient was transported to Vernon Health, treated, and released. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is issuing a public health alert for cured and smoked teriyaki beef produced by Holman Locker and Meat Market in Holman. The alert is due to the product being misbranded and containing undeclared allergens. The aforementioned product contained soy and wheat, known food allergens, which were not declared on the product's label. The product was sold at Holman Locker and Meat Market on or before August 1, 2025. DATCAP is issuing this public health alert to ensure consumers with an allergy to soy and or wheat are aware that this product should not be consumed. No illnesses have been reported as a result of consuming this product. Anyone with signs or symptoms of foodborne illness or allergic reactions should contact their doctor. Consumers who have this product can discard it. Consumers and media with questions about this public health alert can contact Lori Stetler, Holman Locker and Meat Market at 608-526-3112. Several Wisconsin law enforcement offices are making deals with ICE. Savannah Tomei Olson reports.
More and more Wisconsin sheriff's offices are making deals with Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Under some of these programs, local law enforcement can essentially operate as immigration authorities. The ACLU says 3 years ago, 8 Wisconsin counties were signed on to this program. Well, seven more have joined just since President Donald Trump took office. Now 13 counties across Wisconsin have formal 287G agreements with ICE. Last week, we reported that at least three sheriff's departments across the state have signed agreements with ICE to house people before deportation. Before that, the only ICE detention facility in Wisconsin was Dodge Detention in Juneau. The ACLU report shows that ICE has requested more than 3,000 detainers in Wisconsin over the last 4 years. When honored, those detainers allow someone to be transferred directly to ICE from local sheriff's departments without a warrant signed by a judge. It's optional, but most Wisconsin sheriffs choose to honor them. The Dane County Sheriff's Office does not, which recently drew the ire of the Department of Homeland Security.
A Wisconsin appeals court has ruled that private text messages and messages sent through private apps by public officials in the state can be released if they involve public business. The ruling stems from a lawsuit that accused former Natural Resources Board Chair Frederick Prehn of unlawfully withholding public records, including private text messages between him and then-Governor Scott Walker. The appeals court also ruled that the public officials can be held accountable for legal fees in cases where the court finds that the records should be released. Milwaukee will host another convention of Republicans. This time, it's the Young Republican National Convention in August of 2027. The gathering, put together by the Young Republican National Federation, is expected to draw 1,200 attendees and generate about $1 million in economic activity for the region. Last summer, Milwaukee hosted the 2024 Republican National Convention, which brought in over $300 million of business impact. Wisconsin has been a key state in deciding the most recent presidential elections. Give the gift of life and keep the blood supply strong this summer. The American Red Cross urges all donors to give blood or platelets now. All blood types are needed, but type O blood products are most needed on hospital shelves. Two blood drives will be held this week. The first will be Friday from noon to 5 at the Iowa County Sheriff's Office in Dodgeville. The second will be Saturday from 8 to noon at the Grove Regional Community Center in Mazomene. Book a time to give blood or platelets by visiting redcrossblood.org, calling 1-800-RED-CROSS, or by using the Red Cross Blood Donor app. The Culpeper and Merriweather Circus, sponsored by Southwest Partners Incorporated, returns to Richland Center's North Park Sunday and Monday. The C&M Circus has been providing quality local family entertainment for 40 years. There will be brand new 2025 performances featuring Big Cats, presented by Trey Key, Aerialist Extraordinaire Simone on the trapeze, the Perez Daredevil Duo on the tightrope and Wheel of Destiny, the High Energy Macias Family Hand and Foot Juggling, and everyone's favorite circus clown, Leo Acton. On Sunday morning, starting at 9:30, there will be the tent raising and tour. Everyone is invited to watch the big top rise. You will also get a chance to tour the grounds and get a behind-the-scenes look at the show. Learn about life on the road and the care the animals receive. There will be two performances each day. 1 hour before each performance, the midway opens featuring pony rides, moon bounce, giant slide, face painting, concession stand, and the box office opens up for some extra fun. The performances, held Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30, are 90-minute amazing shows the whole family will love. Advance ticket prices are $13 for adults and $8 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. They can be purchased at Napa Auto Parts, Richland Center Parks and Rec, Kelly's Coffee Shop, and Capital Wealth Ameriprise. A higher percentage of the advanced tickets go back to the sponsor, meaning more money back into your community. You will also save money and can skip lines at the box office. Ticket prices at the box office are $16 for adults and $9 for children 2 to 12 or seniors 65 and older. Come one, come all to the Culpeper and Merriweather Circus Sunday at 2:30 and 4:30 and Monday at 5 and 7:30 at North Park in Richland Center. WRCO News will continue right after this with today's vital statistics.